because of the nature of these AI devices, right? They don't give good advice. And I mean, that one's a little like dark, but
well, it's dark because, I mean, kidding aside, yeah, as you alluded to earlier, these AIs have recommended murder and suicide,
yeah, no,
to users.
They absolutely have. And we, like, you know, we said a little bit of that. We also had some like playful responses. We also had them spout out facts about data centers and the ecological ramifications of data centers. But it was a very playful environment. And once Friend had had enough, well, actually, once we had enough of Friend, everyone rushed him and graffitied his body, his pendant cardboard body. We ran him into West 4th Street.
And we should just say the individual who was dressed up as Friend knew this was part of the agenda.
Knew it, was okay, not harmed by it, encouraged people to graffiti him. But we chased him into the West 4th station, where all these ads have been and where they've gotten a lot of attention.
That's a subway station. For
yes, yes, yes. You know, Friend had to swipe through with their debit card to get through the turnstile. And, you know, this is all happening. And I turn and look over, and Avi Shiffman is there, who and created Friend.
So the founder of Friend is there at the rally.
Yeah. He took a red eye just to see it. He was not involved in our planning whatsoever. I don't want anyone to think that this was a publicity stunt on his front, because he didn't know about it until like a few hours before. So, yeah, we're there. And one of our organizers got to tell him how they felt right there in person. And then, you know, we graffitied some more of the posters, a big group of people. People came from all over. These were people that were in clubs, in the Luddite Renaissance, but also not. And he, you know, Avi went on record saying that he designed those posters to be graffitied. I don't buy that. But so we weren't doing anything wrong, of course. We chased him back up. And there's a
Chase the Friend, not Avi.
Oh, not Avi. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Chase the Friend back up, where he started to sputter out and die, unfortunately, in front of this very famous basketball court.
Yeah.
And there is a man there who is called the Messiah. And he challenged the AI pendant to a 1v1. And so it was man versus machine, quite literally, at this very famous basketball court off West 4th Street in front of IFC.
1v1 basketball.
1v1 basketball.
It wasn't like a cage match.
No, no cage match. It wasn't a cage, technically, because New York City parks, they kind of look like they're in cages.
Right.
But he took him on, and he beat AI. So that left me hopeful.
Oh, that's a relief. I'm guessing that they decided on the outcome a little bit like certain wrestling matches, right? That they decided beforehand, or no?
Listen, we had no idea the Messiah thing like was so not planned.
Oh, really?
It was not planned at all.
I didn't
he was
know.
Out on the street, and we started joking that someone had to eulogize Friend.
Oh, I didn't realize this.
Yeah, no, not planned.
Oh, so this
is live
from
theater.
The neighborhood whose nickname in the neighborhood is Messiah.
Messiah, yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
I didn't
thank
know
you for
that.
Clarifying. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I thought you had gotten another participant.
No. Oh, no. No.
Oh.
Yeah. No, he's a guy that's well known on West 4th Street at this basketball court.
Yeah.
And all of his crew was just like 1v1, 1v1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was pretty great. Again, this is like what happens when you have live theater and you're not planning for all the we did not know Avi was going to be there.
Right.
No clue that the Messiah, who's very well known in the neighborhood,
you know,
was
going to
be there.
Just hear me out here, Amanda, but it's almost it's almost as though when you do things in real life with social interaction, interesting connections can occur that create wonderful and meaningful experiences that leave people better off than if they had sat there looking at a stupid big tech device the entire time.
Who would have thunk it? Also, too, like, we're trying to create FOMO for the people online. Like,
right.
you couldn't have seen it.
You should have been there.
You should have been there.
Okay. I'm going to put links to the Luddite Club and your stuff on the playlist. Again, it's at tectonic.fm, T-E-C-H, tonic.fm. Amanda Hannah McClear, thank you so much for joining me on the show, and best of luck finishing that documentary.
Thank you so much, and good luck to everybody trying to extricate themselves from their technology.
And speaking of that, friends, I have some homework for you for next time. You know what to do. I want you to avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, Get off Google. You're listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Let's go out to the song Computer by The Microbes. Thanks to Daniel Blumen for making that suggestion. I'll see you next time, friends.
Is that crazy stuff? And we're off. And welcome to another installment of this show, which is called It's Complicated, an hour of Prague and Prague adjacent music. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I'm here every week, right exactly at this time, 7 p.m. Monday evening. I thank you for joining me, and you won't regret it. Lots of good music, as usual, tonight from all over the place in space and time. And we're going to start tonight's show with a Swedish group called Kultivator, I'm sort of approximating Swedish pronunciation. From the 70s, we're going to hear a track from a 1978 album from that group. And we're going to hear a track called Smafolket, which I'm probably mispronouncing, for what good that does. And we'll be back after this. We'll be right back. Yikes, I cut that off a second too soon. My apologies to everybody, especially the band Cultivator. Well, just a second or two. And again, we heard a track from 1978, from a 1978 album called approximate the title? Barndommens Stigar, which is, you know, as usual, a vague approximation. And again, they're from Sweden. We are going to go to Germany now, Hamburg specifically, and I'm going to play something from a group called Tomorrow's Gift. And I'm going to play a track from a self-titled album released in 1970, and not to get all pedantic, you know, too early in the show here, but 1970 is sort of, we're in like pre-Prague or proto-Prague territory. So like a lot of bands around that time who I play on the show, they were, you know, they were kind of like transitioning from like a heavy blues rock band to more proggy material. And I think this track kind of straddles the two. It is pretty proggy for that early date, 1970. So again, this is the group Tomorrow's Gift, from a German group, from a self-titled album, 1970. This will be a track called, what, you ask? What track was I going to play? Riddle in the Swamp is, in fact, the track I have queued up here. So this is the band Tomorrow's Gift. We'll be right back. Yes, indeed. And that's the band Tomorrow's Gift. And we heard from a self-titled album released in 1970, a track called Riddle in a Swamp. And Riddle in a Swamp. Again, they were from Hamburg. And actually pretty proggy. I said that they were kind of, you know, like heavy blues rock kind of band making the transition. But that's actually a pretty proggy track, kind of ahead of its time, I would say, for 1970. Speaking of ahead of its time, we're going to occasionally, I like to get back to first principles here. Is that the expression? First principles? I think I got that right. And play some music by, you know, the sort of like, you know, Mount Rushmore figures in Prague. So I'm going to play, I've played a track once before on this show, I think, by Steve Howe from his solo album, which was called Beginnings in 1975. The members of it, this was a thing in the mid 70s. All these bands, I wish I could name them all off the top of my head without any notes here, but in the mid 70s, a lot of bands did this thing where every member in the band is going to put out their own album. We're rich, we can do whatever we want. No one's going to stop us. We're all egomaniacs. We're all going to put out individual solo albums. And of course, Kiss did it famously, and the Moody Blues did it. And Yes did it. And so we are going to hear the Steve Howe's contribution to that project. Again, it was an album called Beginnings, released in 1975. And Steve Howe, of course, the guitarist in Yes, in case, you know, for those of you who don't know, that's fine if you don't know that. And it's really an odd piece, actually. You know, the album is okay. I actually never really owned a copy. I really wasn't familiar with it till a few years ago. It's okay. And the track I'm going to play is kind of strange. It's this, as you will hear, spoiler alert, kind of orchestral piece with real strings, real orchestral instruments. It's not all a bunch of synthesizers and mellotrons and things. Interesting piece. So again, Steve Howe, we're going to hear the title track, in fact, from the album Beginnings from 1975. Thank you. Music there from Steve Howe and Company, and we heard again the title track from his solo album, which was called Beginnings, released in 1975, when every member of Yes, Lucky Dogs, got to release a solo album, much like Kiss, although Yes's albums were very different from Kiss's. You probably would know if you were listening to a Yes member solo album or a Kiss member solo album. It probably would be pretty obvious. This show is called It's Complicated. My name is Dave Mandel. I host this show. I'm here every Monday here at WFMU between the hours of 7 and 8 p.m. We call this show An Hour of Prague and Prague Adjacent Music. And that's what it is. And thanks for joining me, everybody, always. And thanks, as always, to all the people on the comments board chatting it up there. Knowledgeable, smart, personable, lovely bunch they are. And you, too, if you're not there already, feel free to jump on the comments board. Go to our website, wfmu.org. Click on the link that says playlists and comments or something like that, and you'll find yourself there. And say hello. Don't say hello. You can lurk. You can ask questions, give answers, whatever strikes your fancy. We're going to hear something now. We're going to move a little bit closer to the present day. We're going to leave the 70s for a bit. And here's something from a guy named Chris Carrer. I guess that's how it's pronounced. K-A-R-R-E-R. And he's best known, certainly, as a founder of the group Amandul 2. And I, many years ago, gave up attempting to understand, internalize the various differences and quirks and mutations between Amandul and Amandul 2. I'm not even going to bother. Anyway, he was a founder, this guy, Chris Carrer, was a founder of Amandul 2. And we're going to hear a track from a 2018 release called The Mask. And this is it. Music there from Chris Carrer, K-A-R-R-E-R, a track from his album The Mask, released in, 2018, I think, is when that came out. And I would say, self-critique here, dubious connection to Prague there, except that he was in, as I mentioned, Amandul too. But, you know, I can occasionally drift away a little bit, I think. Generally, I try to stay really pretty strictly to the program here, Prague and Prague adjacent. You know, sometimes we get into the gray areas. So I need to tell you now, if you don't already know, that we're in the middle of what we call the Hellraiser fundraiser here at WFMU, and it runs through the month of October, the entire month of October. And unlike our main fundraiser in March, this one is a kind of mostly a silent fundraiser, meaning we don't constantly pitch on the air. We only mention the fundraiser once per show. This is that once right here. WFMU is a listener-supported station. We are funded by you. We're not beholden to advertisers, corporations, the government, any of those people. And we depend on you to send money to dig deep into your wallet and your heart and send us the money to help us fund another year of programming here at the station. All the DJs like me are volunteers. We do it just because we love it and because we're masochists. And yeah, we really appreciate your support. You come through always every year. You are the greatest. And WFMU, there's nothing like WFMU. Not only is there no other radio station like WFMU, there is no other thing like WFMU. This station is an incredible thing and deserves your support. So go to our website, WFMU.org, and you'll see in very, very big letters at the top somewhere a button that says click here to pledge, and please click there and pledge if you can. We really appreciate it, and you are why we're here doing this, and it's thanks to you that we're here doing this 24/7. All right, then. We're going to travel back to the present, which is 2025, in case you're listening to this show 15 years from now. And we're going to hear something from a guy named Stefan Thelen, I believe is how his name is pronounced, T-H-E-L-E-N. And we're going to hear a track from a very, very recent, quite new album, actually. It was released this year, I think in the last couple months, called Worlds in Collision. And Stefan describes himself as a composer, producer, and mathematician. So right off the bat, he's way smarter than I'll ever be. We're going to hear a track called Bullet Train, again from that album Worlds in Collision. This is Stefan Thelen. Thank you. Sorry, I messed up. Anyway, we heard a track there from Stefan Thelen, T-H-E-L-E-N, and that was a track called Bullet Train from the album Worlds in Collision, released just this year, year of our Lord, 2025. And I got distracted, and I don't remember what I was going to play next. Bear with me. Oh, yes, of course, I absolutely remember what I was going to play next. I'm going to play something from this is an odd, a very odd character, a guy named Kei Yoshimatsu, and he he's Japanese, you may have gathered that. But he's performed under various aliases, pseudonyms, like, you know, four, five, six different permutations of his names, vaguely different spellings of his name. And the one, this particular recording is under the name K, like K period, Yoshimatsu, one of his aliases. And he, what's the deal? He's considered an outsider artist, I guess, which just means that he's kind of odd, really. And he recorded, the story goes that in a period of like 5 years, he recorded about 40 albums. And we're going to hear one of them. Actually, no, not exactly. We're going to hear a track from a best of, a collection, that's called The Collected Works of Kei Yoshimatsu, Volume 3. Naturally, there are several volumes, at least, you know, four or five collection, you know, best of collections of his stuff. So that's the very brief background on this gentleman. We're going to hear a piece called Curios Number 2, from Kei Yoshimatsu. Thank you. And music there from Kei Yoshimatsu, who again goes under various different names. And we heard a piece called Curios 2, Curios number 2, from a collection or one volume of his collected works. It's called Zentai, the Collected Works of Kei Yoshimatsu, volume 3. And that brings us to this next track. I guess since I played one Yes member on the show, I might as well play another. I'm not going to play another one of the Yes solo albums, but I'm going to play a group called Main Horse. I think I've played them on the show before, long ago, so it's statute of limitations is up. I can play them again tonight. Main Horse was an early 70s group, a Swiss group, Switzerland-based group, that featured Patrick Moraz, who joined Yes just a few short consequential years later as a keyboard player, replaced Rick Wakeman. Patrick Moraz, we're going to hear not Patrick Moraz, who of course did one of those Yes solo albums, but again the band Main Horse, and we're going to hear a track from the self-titled album that they released in 1971. This will be a track called Basia from Main Horse. Thank you. miscalculated as usual. I'm going to have to talk over this piece because I'm running out of time. In the background, Main Horse featuring Patrick Moraz. I need to tell you very quickly that you're tuned to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange. That's right, WMFU in Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. On the internet at WFMU.org. Thank you very much for listening. Have a fantastic week. And you are in exactly the right place because here comes Amanda.
Out here in the field.
A call you've never heard before, a coon call. This call is especially designed to call raccoons, and it'll call them to you just like a fox call will call foxes and coyotes. Okay, Murray, you try it. And now put the call to your lips and blow while fluttering your tongue, and you get this. Cup your hands over the end of the call to make the sound carry farther, like this. our tone of calling. As long as the coon is coming, keep calling until he's as close as you want him. Call as continuously as you can. Raise a ruckus on the call. Makes the varmint come much faster. Keep your headlight on all the time while calling, unless you want to get him in your lap. It's very important to keep the bright beam or spot of the light high so that only the dim outer circle of the light strikes the ground. You can easily see eyes coming in with the dim part of the light. On moonlight nights, simply squat or kneel on the ground with the bright spot high, and you can call them as well as possible.
Right. Yep. All right. Which side of the ball?